the little sharing time this morning. It's called The Fourfold Name of Jesus. I've never preached on this sermon in my life. No. That's true. Never. And I've got How Beautiful Is Our Lord Jesus. And a couple of weeks ago, I was awakened. I don't know why. It might have been a rat in the roof. Who knows? God can use rats. I woke and I just found like a new level, a deeper level, if you like. I don't know, deeper or higher level of love coming out of my heart. My spirit was worshiping as the rat woke me up. He wasn't in my room, but he was above my room. And I found that it didn't matter. Normally I get disturbed by these things and I try and bash the roof or get a broom and tap the, stop them from scratching, etc. I've had a lot of practice at it, actually. And but I didn't. I was just felt lost in his love. Not lost as in couldn't be found, but deeper and richer and more seeming like genuine than any love expressions I'd had before. And it stayed with me. It stayed with me for days. And I started singing this song, you know, from Handel's Messiah, you know, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, you know, wonderful Counselor, the mighty God. How many of you know Handel's Messiah? Yeah. I thought I might get my brother-in-law to sing it, actually, because he's really good at singing. And so we're going to sing it later on from the Young Messiahs, a group of young people, but we're going to go right in. So if you've got your notes, snuggle up to someone if you haven't, or put your hand up and someone will get you some notes. Has anyone not got notes this morning? All right. Well, those notes are just to help you, and we're not actually following them, really. We're going to go through and look now at this fourfold. Now, why do I say fourfold? It's four couplets, everyone. It's four couplets, and it is one name. And his name, not names, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor. That's number one. Number two, Mighty God. Number three, Everlasting Father. Four, the Prince of Peace. Can you imagine signing that on your check? You know, eight names, actually four names. And the first part is an adjective, you know, wonderful. And, well, actually, yeah, it's an adjective describing something spiritual happening in each one of them. And then the last part is a noun, Wonderful Counselor. But I learned a lot, as I felt, as a result of that waking into a deeper love. I learned something because I felt drawn to go into my concordance and have a look at this Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. And so that's your heading today in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. And in Isaiah 9, 6, guys, that was written nearly 740 years before Christ. So now this now is getting on towards 3,000 years old, 2,700 something years old, this scripture that we're going to look at. Isn't that, I don't know about you, but I think that's sort of wonderful that we've got these. You know, and when I started looking at Isaiah, because he said his name will be called Emmanuel, and in Isaiah 53, you know, Isaiah 52, 53, talks about how he's going to be slain for us. Actually, Isaiah knew all about Jesus. And those guys got saved by looking forward to his death on the cross. It wasn't actually, most of the Jews didn't get saved through the law, but we won't go on to that. Henry did die, actually. I thought that was really great, you know, what you did. Okay, let's go to the first slide then. All right, we're just going to, it's a learning curve here. Isaiah 9, 6, 4, to us, shall we read together? For to us a child is born, to us a son shall be given. All together, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Now you can see there on the screen, Wonderful Counselor looks like it, you know, it's one name, and it is. It is. So, but some of your versions will have Wonderful, Counselor, okay? But they're actually couplets, They're the adjective and the noun. And you will be, it's just, you know, it's something that has helped me to feel deeper in love with Jesus. How many would like to feel deeper in love with Jesus? I want to love him. I don't have to love him. I want to love him. Amen. I want to love him more and be in love with him all the time. And this is what's happened in grace. It's helped deepen my love. He says we love him because he first loved us. Yeah. And so it's a really special thing today. Sometimes this sermon is used at Christmas services, but not today, even though I'm wearing a Christmas shirt. Here we go. All right. So we're going to look at the next slide. Thanks. Or just not the next slide, but the next little part. All right. So this one here will be our first one, Wonderful Counselor, and then we'll go on through. All right. Next one. All right. So the first word speaks of something spiritual. Now, this word wonderful is not like a wonderful service, or it's not like a wonderful wedding, or it's not like a wonderful day. Oh, we had a wonderful day. It's not that at all. It actually comes from the word miracle, which means signs and wonders. He would be called Wonderful Counselor. And all of you that have given advice and consulted people or given consultation to people, etc., this is a particular thing that Jesus would do. He would not only give advice and point in the right direction, but he would heal our diseases. Amen. He would heal us, our sicknesses. He would carry our sorrows. He would take them from us. You know what I mean? And people would marvel at this. And so this wonderful, don't think it's Wonderful Counselor. Oh, I'd love to go to this Wonderful Counselor. Actually, it doesn't mean that. It means that Jesus would do signs and wonders. That's its first meaning. Let's have a look on our screen as we go through. Next one. The other word tells of the role or the office. So you've got counsel there, or you've got Jesus as the everlasting or mighty God. And word mighty is the adjective there. And then this one is next one is Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And so peace, shalom, is the beautiful role or office, the peacemaker or the peace giver, and it's called the Prince of Peace, or he is the chief of peace, not the chief of police, but the chief of peace. Okay, right, next one. We've got 20 slides, so we're going to go at a good gallop here. So this word wonderful, okay, click again, thanks. It's a very interesting word. It's that Brazilian name, Pele. How many remember the soccer guy, Pele? Yeah, it's pronounced very similar, or Pele. Anyone want to have a go at it? It's Hebrew, Pele. And look what it means. Thank you. A miracle bringing wonder and amazement. Now, and the secondary meaning of this word, because this is the name of Jesus, so if you want to get to know Jesus well and you're in love with him, today will really help you. It will inspire you to just to see how beautiful your Savior is. Amen. All right? How many know that Jesus is wonderful?
Awesome.
But wonderful initially means, this name wonderful means, he will heal you from all those things that actually stop your success. It's wonderful. Wonderful. See, different way of saying it. Okay. It's very wonderful. Right. So Pele, a miracle bringing wonder and amazement. Now, the secondary meaning, because I looked up lots of commentaries, etc., and I went on the internet, really have a look at that, because I never realized it was talking about signs and wonders. But initially, the initial meaning, the primary meaning, is that signs and wonders, people would wonder and amazement at the dead being raised. People would wonder in amazement at the paralytic jumping up in the temple and running around, etc. And, they would wonder, not in criticism, but they would wonder in amazement. All right, next one. So counselor is this word, you're at. So I have to tell you what it means. It means exactly what we know in English today, to advise, consult, determined guide. So there it is in the English language, as it's written in the English language in the Bible. Next one. Now, The thing I want to pause on, or where my mind went to when I was preparing this little meal for you, spiritual meal, okay, is that that side was like grace, and this side is like truth. The counsel Jesus gives to us is like the truth. He was full of grace and truth. Do you get it? I hope my back's not to you guys. My wife was showing us how not to keep the back to this side, you know, because we tend to look over at that side. So, yeah. So those two little things there, wonderful counselor. Wonderful is actually not a noun, it's an adjective, but it's describing a miracle. The wonder of, oh, look, my little child's been healed. Oh, look. And this would be his first name. He would be called Emmanuel. He would be called Jesus, Savior, but he would be called Wonderful.
Amen.
Hello? He would cause your family to wonder at the change that he can make. Oh, raise your hands and give him praise. It's fantastic. It's fantastic. I never realized in this. And I've heard Handel's Messiah. Diane and I used to go off to church, and with our, we had a little car, I don't know, in another country where we bring them up, and the kids would be in there. I don't know whether we had baby seats in those days, probably didn't. But, you know, as we were going along, we had a little tape cassette in our car, and we always put this one on, and the kids would be rocking to Wonderful, you know, Counselor, you know, the Mighty God. And Justine, my second daughter, she found this and sent it to Diane. She said, look, Mum, I found this in Melbourne. Another take on that one, same one with the young Messiah singing this song. And we're going to have a crack at it later. Okay, so I'm thinking here of mighty deeds, grace or power, great grace and great power. So, or grace and truth. All right, next one. Miracles of grace and truth. Now, when you go into the New Testament, you do find these two aspects in the new grace church that Jesus started. These are the two diagnostic, see if you go to a doctor, they would diagnose. These are the two diagnostic truths or characteristics that you would see in the New Testament church. If you could go back and see Paul planting his churches, etc. There was great grace, the Bible says, among them, and great power. Let's look at the verses. Acts 4:33. Would you like to read with me? And you can read up on your screen here too. And with great ability, can we all read? With great ability and power, the apostles were continuously testifying to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And great grace, God's remarkable loving kindness and favor and goodwill, rested richly upon all of them. Isn't that amazing? That was something that was worthwhile writing down. And so it comes from Dr. Luke, who wrote that down. And Dr. Luke, as a doctor, must have been amazed. Huh? We've got three doctors in our service right here this morning. Would you guys think that was amazing? Would you think that amazing? And it says, look, when Jesus healed the sick and raised the dead, how many doctors would think that was amazing? Because, you know, the ethics of a doctor is they're there to try and help us, free us from disease. That's their calling on their life, is to help us get through life and not have sickness. And to see this happening, and Dr. Luke was a doctor, and he said, great grace, God's remarkable loving kindness and favor, and goodwill rested richly. Don't you like that word, richly?
Yes.
Richly. What does that mean? What does that tell you? It wasn't just once a year.
Yeah.
It was popping up all over the place in the New Testament church. Nice to see you, Angela. You know, popping up all the way through in the New Testament church, people were getting blessed and healed, and even shadows of the apostles were healing people. Give the Lord a hand for his amazing grace. Amazing grace. All right, let's look at the next couple of verses. So now for power. There was great power as well. And now, shall we read this? I'm going to come over to you guys over there. Let's go. 1, 2. And now, Lord, observe their threats, take them into account, and grant that your bondservants may declare your message of salvation with great confidence, while you extend your hand to heal, and signs and wonders. Stop there. See that? They called them signs and wonders. means the people wondered, wow, that's wondering. Wow, how did that happen? Who did that to you? Signs and wonders, attesting miracles, take place through the name and the authority and power of your holy servant and son Jesus. So if you're coming into the grace movement or the grace understanding in this church, know that one of the chief characteristics, all right, is grace and truth, but the teaching of it and also the manifestation of it. Oh, come on, people. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So as one of your leaders in this church, you know, I really am expectant that God's going to lift me to be a greater servant of abundance in those two areas. Amen. That I preach in ever-increasing abundance. But, you know, Jesus was a teacher, but he healed the sick and he raised the dead. The teaching ministry is not just giving information or even persuading. The teaching ministry is also manifesting that the teaching is the truth. Amen. Yes. See? So pray for me and pray for others of us as we go to different areas of Australia, that when this new creation movement or church, you know, has 100 of the branches or 150, we will be seeing every week in families throughout of the thousands of people being healed. Yes. Amen? Amen. Amen. That is such a thing that we are desiring of. Amen? Amen. We don't want to shy away from that because that is a part of Jesus' love to us. Yes. He's called Wonderful Counselor. Wonder means he would not only give advice, he would bring healing to all of us who needed help in these areas. Amen.
Amen.
Stand now if you would like to be healed. Just stand if you'd like to be healed. I don't know what your thing is. Just stand. Put your hands up and just say, Wonderful Counselor.
Wonderful Counselor.
Just put your hands up. If you'd like to be healed, put your hand up. Wonderful Counselor. Just say to him. You don't have to reach out. He's inside you. Just say, thank you, Lord, your name is Wonderful Counselor. And I'm asking you to manifest now, and I receive the healing you made available to me at the cross. At the cross, you made this healing, and I receive it from you now. Thank you. Wonderful Counselor. Wonderful Counselor. Wonderful Counselor. Signs and wonders. Powerful consultation, but powerful manifestation. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you. I just want to draw your attention to that beautiful name. Don't you love him? You know, recently I've been healed from a long-term sickness that had me for 5.5 years, my sinus problem. You can tell my voice is much better, and, you know, I'm sleeping through the night, etc., and it's just so good to be healed. And I was telling someone about something happened at home. A Catholic lady came over and prayed, and she had arthritis, and she was praying, and I had very deep arthritis. I don't want to draw attention, so I want to draw attention to Jesus. But, you know, through Jesus' name, we both got healed of arthritis. I got healed while I was praying for her. I got healed, and she's nearly in her 80s now, and she couldn't hold teaspoons, couldn't hold knives and forks or chopsticks or anything, you know. And she came over to my house, knocked on the door, and she went, ha-ha. Beautiful lady, Rosemary, her name was. All right, next slide, thanks. Next slide. Notice that wonder and counsel are linked together. Now, those of you in Bible school, some of you, we've got about 14 or 15 people in Bible school just once a week on Tuesdays. And look what it says. Look what Paul says about his church planting and the ministry he was involved in. He said, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. Amen. Amen. Yes. So the government is not on Percy's shoulder. Amen. The government is not on your shoulder for the finance even though Karen does a brilliant job for us as an accountant in the church. The government is not on our shoulder as we teach. Okay? The government is on his shoulder. It's God that gives the increase. Amen? It's on his shoulder. Amen. You know, they used to use the shoulder thing with the all the keys, and they would put all the keys in. A man who sort of owned a few ships and he owned a few, say, buildings where they stored their barley and wheat or whatever to ship across the Mediterranean, he would have keys. And he was sort of like the gatekeeper, or he would might delegate a man, and he was the gatekeeper. And he would proudly walk down the wharf, you know, with all these keys on his shoulder. That's where they didn't put their keys on their belts. They didn't have belts. They didn't put their keys in their pockets. They didn't have pockets. They didn't have these, you know, your keys. Where are your car keys now? Like, where are you? Where are your car keys?
In the pocket.
Are they in your pocket?
Yeah.
In mine, huh, too. In my pocket. But they were big wooden keys. They didn't have these lovely little metal keys like, you know, like that's my little tractor, okay? You know, my Holden. But, you know, they didn't have keys. They had big, big wooden keys. And they were so proud of them. And, you know, it says the government would be on his shoulder. He would have the authority and power to do it. Amen? All right. So let's look at Paul. And he is so cute, you know, Paul. Oh, he's not so cute. He's a bit of a brute, but he's cute as well. He speaks so strongly. Look what he says. I will not even presume. Shall we read this together? I will not even presume to speak of anything. I'm coming to read with this to you. Anything except what Christ has done through me and as an instrument in his hands, resulting in the obedience of the Gentiles to the gospel by word and deed, with power of signs and wonders, and all of it in the power of the Spirit. Just stop there just for a moment. Paul was the great grace teacher, but let's not forget, great signs and wonders came through him. Oh, come on, people, come on. Come on, let's lift our game here. Just, you know, with Jesus as our goalie, we support him in his game. Amen? Amen. He invites us to join him. And look what it says. So starting from Jerusalem and as far away as Illyricum, and I have fully preached. So what is fully preaching the gospel of grace? What is fully preaching counseling? What is it? It's also associated with signs and wonders.
Hallelujah.
Amen? Oh, a loud amen would be fabulous there. Amen. We believe in that. And we experience this. But oh, that we would experience it more and more. Amen. I have fully preached the gospel, preaching the good news of Christ, where it has not been preached. Paul always believed in preaching where the gospel had not been preached at that time. Next slide. Mighty God. So we've done wonderful counselor, mighty God. And what do you think mighty God will be? Well, I'll give you this one. Gibor, okay, mighty. It means valiant, okay, not a car, by the way. Warrior, powerful, okay. What else does it mean? What? Yeah, you could put all powerful beside powerful if you wish. I left that word out and I should have put it in. All powerful, prevail, champion, chief. Now, as soon as I saw the word chief in the concordance and how many times it was used, etc., I immediately went in my mind to the chief priest. You know, he's the chief priest. He's the chief shepherd, you know, in Hebrews. Jesus is all these chiefs. You know, he's the chief. He's the top one, like Elyon. He's the top one. Valiant, warrior, powerful, prevail, champion. Champion, that's a good word. He's our champion, yeah? We often sing, we are the champions. But I tell you who won it and did it and done it, has done it, was Jesus. Amen. But he causes us to win in life.
Amen.
All right, let's take the next step. Okay. God is that word, ale, which I preached on just recently here, means power to intervene. And so this is ale Gibor. It wasn't a triplet. It was just on its own. And there it is in Isaiah 9:6. Next one. So going back to mighty, he prevailed our champion at the cross. Where do we see Jesus as our champion? He rose victorious over the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose. We see Jesus prevailing at the cross. I'll never forget seeing a Cantonese drama on this in Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia. We were part of a large church up there, Full Gospel Assembly, which is now about 40,000 people, right in the heart of Kuala Lumpur. Started at PJ, Petaling Jaya, and then it's gone. And Alice and Daniel, probably, you know this church, huh? FGA. Really nice church. People came out of the Brethren and started this when they got filled with the Spirit, because the Brethren said it would be better that you don't keep attending. And these lovely elders and people, very, very well reference professional people, but they got filled with the Spirit. And it was like their Pentecost. And boy, mighty things really started to happen there in that church. And it's great that it's in Malaysia. We do send our condolences and prayers to you. Our dear sister's lost her father, and they've just come back from Malaysia. So just stretch your hands towards Elise, and also to Daniel and the children. All the children have gone that way. Lord, we just pray your wonderful now, wonderful counsel. Your transforming counsel, Lord. Be to our dear sister and dear brother. As they've lost, and also are their sister. Alice, this is your mother or sister? Your mother. Okay, your mother's just lost her husband. Come on then, stretch your hand towards this. Lord, that the mighty counselor, and also the mighty God, you know, the wonderful counselor, mighty God, will be your portion right now.
Amen.
In this service.
Amen.
You'll lay hold of him. That's your Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much. And we do love you, and you've been away a while, and we've missed you. But we knew that what was going on then. Thanks for your phone calls. Now, let's just go again. All right. Mighty, our champion. I'm going to take that one. Yep. Okay. Look at this. I just want to read this to you. Not just at the cross. Jesus is mighty. Watch these verses. This is the word of God coming to you now. Real clear. I'm going to sit down and I'm just going to read this with you. All right, let's go. At your screen, you can take it. He, God, has in these last days spoken with finality to us in the person of one who is by his character and nature, his son, namely Jesus, whom he appointed heir and lawful owner of all things. We better say all things.
All things.
Through whom also he created. All right, this is our champion. The person you've got in you created the universe. He created the universe. And the professors in Greek say that is the universe as a space-time-matter continuum. All right? Keep reading. The Son, that's Jesus, the Son is the
radiance
and only expression of the glory of our awesome God. Reflecting God's Shekinah glory, the light being, the brilliant light of the divine. Next one. We'll just keep going. And the exact representation and perfect imprint of. Now, this one in red, this is the one in red I really wanted to emphasize. Here we go. And upholding and maintaining and propelling all things. The entire physical and spiritual universe by his mighty, powerful word, carrying the universe along to its predetermined goal. Brothers and sisters, I'd have to say to you that our mighty Jesus, notice he's called God, mighty God, he's called mighty God, mighty Ael, right? Okay, he is the chief space scientist in this world. He is the one who holds it by the word of his power. Oh, man, that is, that, you know, I used to teach at school a little bit of, you know, stars and, you know, our solar system in science, sometimes to the lower grades in the secondary school. And it was fun. I learned a lot when you teach. And boy, it was amazing. It was amazing to see what's out there. You can go to the planetariums and see here at Brisbane what it looks like in the night sky. It's just amazing. I'm telling you what, Jesus flung those things together.
Amen.
He is the author and finisher.
Yes.
Without him, nothing was made that was made. He did it by the word of his power, his mighty power, his mighty, powerful word. All right, we'll just finish this verse together. When he himself and no other had by offering himself on the cross as a sacrifice for sin, accomplished purification from sins and established our freedom from guilt, he sat down, revealing his completed work at the right hand of the majesty on high, revealing his divine authority. This wonderful counselor you have received. This mighty God you have received.
Yes.
You know, we were talking about this somewhere, at the branch, a brunch on Friday, and I talked to them about, not this sermon, we were talking about the completed work of Christ, etc. And, I've lost my train on that one, but boy, I tell you, we just realized, I remember saying to them, do you realize this person is in you? This person is in you. What happens to me when I get this information as a science person, and here I get it from the Bible, that he is the chief scientist, the chief spaceman, okay? When I get this, I feel like he can easily heal me. I feel like it doesn't take a lot of faith to be healed. Do you know what I mean? And also, I feel like I can love him for his mightiness and thank him. And that gives me joy in my heart and life. All right, next slide, please. So mighty, our champion, and now Emmanuel. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign, and you could read it at your own leisure. We've read it a few times. Give you a sign, and what was it? Emmanuel. Yeah, and she will call his name God with us. Next one. And Matthew, behold, the virgin shall... You know, that was said 700 years ago, 700 years ago. I know I'm pointing to the slide. I need a pointer. Okay, 700 and something before Christ, now another 2,000 years, and here's Matthew 2,000 years, the virgin, almost 2,000, shall be with child, and what happened? And give birth to a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means with us God. With us God. Isn't that amazing? I wish I could go through every university and teach this. I did, I went with years ago, I did go with a really good prize that people get? Nobel Prize winning paleontologist. He just died 2 years ago, Dr. Duan Gish. And we went through the New Zealand universities, I think it was about five then, and we debated the issue about evolution. And it was amazing to see professors cry in the front row and say to us, well, I don't know what I believe now. As we just put the evidence, not me, actually, I was just carrying the bags. But this guy was really the best, Beautiful man. He won in paleontology, something to do with the mosaic virus, the tobacco virus, mosaic virus or whatever it's called. He won his Nobel Prize. It was a very expensive prize to get. And, we were teaching the academia of New Zealand. And to see my professor in botany, she just cried and she said, Percy, I don't know what to believe now then. See, we have sold a lie through our education system that we came as a product of blind time, chance, and matter. And this is no real purpose to living. I'm telling you, when you get Jesus, you get the author of everything in this world. Oh, it's exciting. All right, next slide. Now, Everlasting Father. I guess you could have a pretty good guess at that, but it's interesting hearing that Jesus' name is Father and Jesus' name is God. Did you hear that? That's very interesting. One and three and three and one. Okay, let's have a look at this then, because it's Ad-Ab. You'll be able to remember this one. Everlasting Father in the Hebrew is Ad-Ab. Ad-Ab, not Abba, but very similar to Abba. So everlasting means perpetually, to stay forever, eternity. Well, that's probably what we would think it means in English, wouldn't we? Father in the Hebrew is Ab, as in Abba. I think it came from the Phoenicians, this word. And father can mean chief, again, or high, or principal, in a literal or figurative sense. So, father of a multitude, father of such and such, it's not just biological father. All right? All right, next one. Look at this in A Priest Forever. So, I want to deal with this part of everlasting. I want to show you something that is amazing. Look what the Bible says about us grace people who have accepted the new covenant. This is beautiful. For those Levites, shall we read together? For those Levites... by taking of an oath, but this one was designated with an oath through the one who said to him, now this is God speaking with an oath to about Jesus. The Lord has sworn and will not change his mind or regret it. You, Christ, are a priest. Would you like to say forever?
Forever. Now
the writer of Hebrews tells us the beauty of this in Jesus' name. Let's take the next slide. And so, because of the oath's greater strength, all right, and force, Jesus what? You read it with me. A better covenant, a more excellent and more advantageous agreement, one that will never be replaced or annulled. The former successive line of priests, on the one hand, existed in greater numbers because they were each prevented by death from continuing perpetually in office. But on the other hand, Jesus holds his priesthood permanently and without change because he lives on forever. Your priest is a forever priest. He neither slumbers nor sleeps. So when you go to sleep, and when I go to sleep, he is awake. Ask him to consult as the mighty counselor. Ask him to heal. There's no better place to get healed when you're asleep. Yeah? That's a good place. Just grab hold of this sermon today and say, this is my Jesus. Can we all say that?
Yes.
This is his name shall be called. You know, and so the writer to the Hebrews is saying, this guy, well, I shouldn't say guy, but Jesus, this high priest, is not just a priest that dies. He doesn't have to sacrifice oxen, bulls and goats' blood for himself and his family when he does a job. He takes his own precious blood and goes to heaven with it. For us, all through time. Let's read on. Next slide. Therefore, he is also able to save forever, completely, perfectly, for eternity, those who come to God through him, since he always lives to intercede and intervene on their behalf with God. How good is your Jesus? Now keep going. It was fitting for us to have such a high priest. See, the high priest is sort of related to that word chief, all right? Perfectly adapted to our needs. Holy, blameless, unstained by sin, separated from sinners and exalted higher than the heavens, who has no day-by-day need like those high priests to offer sacrifices, first of all for his own personal sins, and then for those of the people, because he met all the requirements and did this once for all when he offered up himself as a willing sacrifice. Yes. Hallelujah. Next slide, please. Next slide. For the law appoints men as high priests who are weak, frail, sinful, dying men. But the word of the oath of God, which came after the institution of the law, permanently appoints as priest a son who has been made complete forever. That's your everlasting father, your priest. That's him. He neither slumbers nor sleeps. Next one. Beautiful. Everlasting, Ad, Father, Ab. And look at him here. Therefore, holy brothers and sisters who share in the heavenly calling, thoughtfully and attentively consider the apostle and the high priest whom we confessed as ours when we accepted him as Savior, namely Jesus. Hold your hands up to the high priest. Your priest, that means. And he's the great high priest. He's the chief priest. Hallelujah. Of our confession. Of our new covenant. You are a new covenant being. This is time to realize just how big your partner is in the new covenant. For your healing, for your welfare, for your family. Take him now as your high priest forever. Take him now as your mighty counselor or your mighty God, your wonderful counselor, Amen. And we'll just press and we'll go into our last name, and then we're going to sing with Handel's, what Handel did for us. John 10, I and the Father are one, Jesus said. Yes. Did you hear that? Yes. I and the Father are one. But if I'm doing them, even if you do not believe, that is the works he did, or have faith in me, at least believe the works that I do. Admit that they are works of God, so you may know and keep on knowing clearly without any doubt that the Father is in me and I am in the Father. That is, I am one with him. God is in us. God was in Christ reconciling the world. I think that's my next verse. Okay, try the next verse. I think that's it. God was in Christ. God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. It was God. God became flesh. The Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Okay, next slide. We're on to our last one. I hope you're enjoying it. Are you enjoying it? Okay, now Prince of Peace is very interesting because this peace does not mean lack of war. Or it doesn't mean lack of argument in your kitchen. It doesn't mean necessarily, no more war in Afghanistan, something like that. It doesn't mean that type of peace. This word peace is the word shalom. You want to say that one?
Yeah.
Shalom. And it literally means well-being in every area of your life. He is the prince, the chief of your well-being. Oh, Jesus, I love you. I love you so much. I love you. And look, prince just means captain, chief, governor, or ruler. Now, we've got a couple more things to say here, and then we're gonna have a look at our song together. Isaiah 53. Don't you love Isaiah? Way back there, 2,700 years ago, Isaiah wrote, but he, the Messiah, was wounded for our transgressions. You can say it with me. He was crushed for our wickedness, our sin, our injustice or wrongdoing. The punishment required for our well-being, means the chastisement of our peace, for our well-being fell on him, and by his stripes wounds we are healed. Hold those hands up for your healing now. This is the truth. I give you the truth this morning. This is your Jesus. This is my Jesus. This is our Jesus, our great high priest. Sickness, go in the name of Jesus. Everybody, any sickness in the room today, go in Jesus' name. Leave now, leave. Every fellow priest of mine in this hall today, leave in Jesus' name. Sickness, go. Leave in Jesus' name. Did you hear the name Jesus, the wonderful counselor, the champion of ours, our great high priest? The prince of our well-being means he rules in our life to bring us success and well-being in every area, relationships, good marriages, good health, good wealth, good business, success in life. We reign in life now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Woo! All right, next one, please. Next slide. Woo! Christ Jesus indwells us, amen. Grace and power will flow through us. Put your hands there before Jesus and just say, grace and power will flow through my hands, my voice. We are the New Testament church arising again before the coming of Jesus. Jesus will come to a church without spot or wrinkle. Australia shall see a mighty, powerful church.
Amen.
Not an impotent, molesting church. A church that is clean because the work has been done. A church that is not struggling. A church that is not old, but vigorous and youthful. Grace and power will flow. He is our well-being. And I think there was one last one there too. Yes, he never dies, slumbers or sleeps. Look at that grey day out there, look. Look at that grey day. Can you turn around and just see that grey day out there? I can see a real grey day in Brisbane. We have beautiful days, don't we? When you leave today, after chatting or coffee, whatever, as you leave, And as you get into your car, and as you have maybe a siesta this afternoon, or you've got something you've got to do, shopping, you've got the groceries, or you've got to go visit the rallies, or as you're traveling in your car, I just want you not to remember who brought you this message, because Isaiah brought it. You don't even remember. Isaiah actually means Jehovah saves. That's what the word Isaiah means, the name. Jehovah saves. I want you to remember the name of your Savior. The four couplets, the amazing work that's been done, the completed, finished work. He neither slumbers nor sleeps. He intercedes for you. I want you to be encouraged, dear ones. Be encouraged that your God, up from the grave he arose, he's your champion. He champions your cause. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
He champions our causes. All right, we're going to get the words on. We're going to sing Handel together. A little bit, if we can. Name of Jesus. So we say it together. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Oh, that's the sort of counselor you can be, you know. Great in grace and power. In your work, doctors, in your work, in your work. You know, when my doctor said to me, Simon Nasser, he said to me, and you can ring him, and he said to me down at Wesley, he said, Percy, I went in to your sinuses, and he said, you know, there was no more infection. I've been in twice before, and it was terrible. He said, your head was just a mess. And he said, this time when I went in, he said, there was no sign of it whatsoever. Isn't that amazing? And I just thank the Lord for this wonderful breath of vigor that's come back into my life. Hallelujah. It's fantastic. Okay, now the first verse, and here we go. Guys, now you can stand, you can worship, you can dance to the handle. Here we go. All right. We're going to get these voices. This is the young messiahs, okay? So it's souped up a bit. It's like, hallelujah. I want you to go on that note home. I don't want you to forget Isaiah 9:6, okay? Read it and read it till it gets right into your spirit. Lay awake at night if you can't go to sleep and you just want to meditate on it. Meditate on it and remember, this is he that indwells you. The great one who flung the stars into space. I believe that as a scientist, see? I believe that. Father, I just commit my dear brothers and sisters, my fellow priests. Anyone here, you don't know Jesus, slip your hand up now. If you don't know Jesus, you've never, not ever yet received Jesus, just put your hand up and I'll just pray a prayer for you. If you don't know Jesus, because he can be your mighty counselor, your everlasting Father. Hallelujah. Mighty God. Wonderful Counselor. Signs and wonders can take place in your body and through your body. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Father, I pray now by your Spirit you will indelibly write this on our hearts so that we as a church shall rise up. And we pray for new creation in the 10 and the small numbers, Lord, that we've got in the branches. We pray that as we grow, that there will be a great manifestation of signs and wonders. And there will be an authentic, great manifestation of great grace. Great grace. Thank you for Ross and Marilyn Merriman, Lord, you brought to us from New Zealand today. Thank you for our dear brothers from Fiji. Lord, thank you for all those from Malaysia that are with us today. Father, we just bless you now. Pray that as we fellowship together, our hearts will somehow or other be talking and thinking about your word, meditating on it, blessing others. And everybody said,
amen.
Give the Lord a hand for his word to us today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, everybody. God bless you. It's a real honor to serve you in that.